Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energy and the numerology for the forecast for October 2021. Before we get into the reading, I just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you are interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so first we're going to take a look at the overall numerology and energy for the collective, which we are all a part of. Then we'll sort of take a deeper dive and take a look at the forecast for your life path number specifically. Okay, so welcome fall or spring, depending on what hemisphere you are, you find yourself in. October ushers in the slower, softer energies of the six. Recently, we were under the influence of the five energy in September, which is much faster moving energy with plenty of twists and turns, as well as sort of profound transformations. It can feel very frenetic. It can feel like a lot of moving parts and a lot of things changing, and it's a big energy. And so stepping into the sixth universal energy throughout October allows for much more nurturing, much more soothing sort of experiences. With this sixth energy, family, home life, relationships, all kind of come into center stage to be looked at, to be experienced, to be worked with. So again, it's just a softer, slower energy, but there can still be a lot of transformations that come from it. So you may find at this time throughout October that new relationships form, okay? You may meet someone, you might find the courage to ask someone you feel a connection towards, you might ask them out. This is a beautiful energy for meeting a new partner. So put yourself out there. I'm a true believer that those souls that we have contracts with in this lifetime, romantic or otherwise, they will cross our path at the precise time that they're meant to. And we're not meant to force that, right? That's just my personal belief. I think that that's going to happen one way or another. That's definitely divine intervention and divine timing. But that doesn't mean that, we can't get out there and enjoy life and mingle and just have fun. So be open to who you meet under this sixth energy, because they may play a bigger, more significant role within your life than you could ever imagine. So this is a great energy for networking and making new friends or acquaintances, feeling that you're part of a greater community, even if it's a membership or an organization online. If it allows you to meet people that you might not have met otherwise because of location or logistics, then go for it. It's a great opportunity, and this is great energy to sort of take the reins in that, to take that, make that move. Sixth energy is a big energy when it comes to domestic and community responsibilities. So you may find that loved ones, you need more of your service at this time or more of your energy and your time now. You may find that, you feel called to become more heavily involved with your local or greater community through maybe volunteering or philanthropy or some other means. So you just may feel that other people sort of need you more at this time or require your services or your time, your energy, your resources, whatnot. And that can be friends, family, romantic partners, children, whoever, relationships, and community in a greater sense. Okay. So just keep that in mind. As you move through October, healthy boundaries are going to be very, very important. I talk about healthy boundaries a lot when we talk about six energy as well as nine energy, but especially six energy, just because six energy is so nurturing, such a giving energy, that a lot of times we can sort of get into a space where we're overgiving, where we're over nurturing, right? Where we either become a burden to somebody else or somebody else becomes a burden to us. And so, but that's because we haven't set those healthy boundaries. So keep in mind as you move through October that healthy boundaries are going to be important, they're going to be crucial at this time. It's a beautiful thing to say yes to assisting another person, right? But when we overcommit or we fill our plate too full, then it can begin to feel like a burden, which can lead to resentment and lower vibrational feelings. So when this happens, we begin to lose sight of the motivation behind our initial actions. Something that stemmed from something beautiful like compassion, understanding, and kindness then turns to martyrdom and victimization. And so just continue as the month progresses to check in with yourself. You know, why are you saying yes to whatever this is? What is the motivation? Do you feel emotionally and or physically prepared to handle this commitment? If the answer is no, then saying yes will only lead to resentment or feeling taken advantage of. People may need you at this time, but it's okay to say no if you're not in a space or capable of stepping into that role at this time. So fill your own cup first before attempting to fill another's, as the saying goes. And there's no shame in recognizing that your own cup needs filling, right? A lot of times we want to pretend or feel like we can do it all and we can be everything to everybody, but that's not the case. And when we do that, we're actually hurting ourselves and then we're hurting the other person through that experience. So really, it actually benefits us to be able to recognize when we are depleting ourselves and we need to fill our own cup up first. So if you're noticing that you're running on empty or even that you're, you know, getting close to that, take the time, set those healthy boundaries, check in with yourself and see what are you capable of giving at this point in time and what are you not capable of? And there's no shame in either. You can't give to another what you don't have to give, no matter how much you want to or how much they want you to. So know and honor your own needs first. Also, honor the boundaries of another. If they ask for help, great. But if they decline your assistance, right? Like if you go to someone trying to help or, you know, intervene or whatever the case may be, and they ask you to please not interfere or, you know, that they don't need your assistance or whatever the case may be, then honor that, right? Honor that healthy boundary that they are setting for themselves, you know, without the need for an explanation because it's not personal. So don't make it personal. Okay. Just like you would want that person or other people to respect your healthy boundaries, you need to be sure that you're doing that for them as well. This can also be a time when relationships from the past resurface. So they can sort of come up to be healed at this time, whether that's energetically or the actual physical person re-enters your life for some reason. Pay attention to what surfaces for you this month around past hurts or conflicts or past experiences with another person. What are you still carrying with you that, you know, can now be released to lighten the load? Is there something or someone that keeps coming up? And, you know, where is forgiveness needed? And why is that person coming up? Why is that memory coming up, that experience coming up, right? And like, what does it bring up for you? If it's coming into your awareness, it's coming into your awareness for a reason. And so instead of kind of, you know, continuing to push it under the carpet, let it come up, let it bubble to the surface, explore it, you know, see what it's trying to show you. Because again, is there something or someone that is coming up for forgiveness, right? Is there forgiveness needed? Is there something that you need to take a closer look at to heal so that you can release whatever this is and not carry it with you? This is a beautiful energy for really exploring what it is that you continue to carry with you that has well gone past the expiration date. Carry the wisdom of the experience with you and what you have learned from that experience, but not the actual burden of the experience. That makes sense. Okay. This is going to be a time where, again, if these past experiences show up and they trigger some kind of emotional response within you and they're not going away, they're staying within your awareness, there's something there that needs to be healed, that needs to be recognized, that needs to be worked through. And so honor that and see what you can come up with. And also, pay attention to the wisdom that you extract from that, because that is what you're meant to carry with you forward. That is what you're going to use in these next chapters that you embark on, right? So this six energy can also bring to the surface those things within the current relationships that need maybe, you know, to be highlighted or need to be worked through or recognized or brought into awareness. So is there something that you and a partner, a friend, a colleague, or whomever keep sweeping under the rug and you're not discussing it because it's just easier to avoid it than to have an open and honest conversation about whatever this is? If that's the case, then you may find this month that that elephant enters the room, sits down, and doesn't budge until you take the responsibility for working through whatever this is. No matter how challenging, no matter what the outcome may be, it's coming into your awareness for a reason, and it needs to be recognized and worked through so that you can move on from it, so that it's no longer taking up space within your energy, within your emotions, within your mind. You can work through it. Again, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what the resolution is, but sweeping it under the carpet is not resolution. That's not going to help you to move forward. Okay, so that sums up the energy for the collective for October. So let's take a look at your personal life path number now. Life path number two. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got lightning bug spirit. And well, we used to call them lightning bugs. I grew up in upstate New York, but also known as fireflies or, yeah. Anyway, so lightning bugs, fireflies, that's what you guys got for October. And what's really beautiful about this is I feel like fireflies' message is going to be that of something coming in for you that illuminates an idea, an experience, some kind of divine illumination is really what I'm sensing with Firefly's message. That, you know, if you get some kind of inspiration or some kind of idea to do something, to try something, to, take a leap of faith on something, you might not have all of the answers and you might only be able to see so far, but understand that if it comes in as an inspiration, that's in spirit, right? That is divine, divinely guided. And so it's coming into you for a reason. You don't have to know all the answers. You don't have to know the why just yet, you know, or the how, let's put it that way, right? You know the why. The why is because it's coming for you and you want to do it. You want to progress forward with it. But just know that if it's coming into you through spirit, right, through the divine, it's coming to you because you're capable of seeing it through to fruition, to making it happen, whatever the case may be, or at least to explore it. And with Lightning Bug's message, it's, you know, you might only be able to see so far ahead, but that's okay. That, you know, release the need to control whatever this is and just move as you're guided. Move, you know, as far as you can see. Keep taking the step forward, and as you take those steps forward, you will be able to see the next step. The next step will become illuminated. So for some of you too, there's going to be an opportunity this month where you might be lighting the way for another. You might be lighting the way for a new idea, a new expression, something coming in, again, where you might have to have some sort of blind faith in this, where you can see the first few steps, you know the inspiration, you know the vision, but you might not have all the answers. You might not fully understand how it's going to take place, how it's going to, you know, how it's going to turn out, whatever the case may be. All you can do is to move forward as the next step becomes illuminated. Take that next step. And so I'm really getting this message very strongly that there will be some kind of idea, inspiration, motivation, communication coming in that will inspire you and will sort of light the way, or at least the first bit of the way. And you just need to trust. You need to trust yourself, the universe, you know, your higher consciousness, to be able to lead you down the right path to make this happen. And it might turn out differently than what you anticipate, and that's okay. It's just trusting what is being illuminated for you at this time, if you feel called to take action. And so it's really about kind of keeping that illumination within your heart, you know, holding that vision as you move forward on whatever this is. But this really feels like getting the green light to say, yeah, it's let's move forward on whatever this is. Let's take that leap of faith. Let's take this next step. Let's move forward in the best way that we can. So this beautiful energy, very beautiful. You just have to trust. There's going to be a lot of trust involved with this. There's going to be a lot of sort of surrendering to something bigger than you, or at least it feels bigger than you, right? You just need to trust that and trust that you don't need to have all the answers. You don't need sort of that safety net of knowing that it's going to work out. You just have to follow the inspiration as it comes in for you and allow lightning bug or firefly to lead you through that, right? So beautiful, beautiful energy. So I broke the month down into 4 weeks for you all, and we start I broke the month down into 4 weeks. Did I say that? I don't know. Anyway, I broke October down into 4 weeks for you all. And so we start the month off with this energy of that forgiveness that I was talking about, let's use the word forgiveness. So in the intro, I talked about how relationships may come up at this time that need forgiveness, or experiences from the past may come up around this time that need forgiveness or need to be released so that you don't carry the burden of them into this next journey, right? Onto this new illuminated path. So I feel like there's something coming in for you where it's like when you can release it, when you can forgive it and release the burden of it, it's going to feel so much lighter. It's going to open you up even more so that you can take this next road, this next path, without that heavy burden of whatever this is, right? So I just get this feeling of it's going to require you to, you know, and again, it might be energetically, it might be physical, like the person may come in physically into your awareness, or it may be like just energetically this comes up for you into your awareness and you can feel the heaviness around it. And if there's heaviness around it, or it's something that you feel resentment or shame or guilt or judgment around, then there's some forgiveness that's needed there. And so it's going to be about figuring out how to move through that energy and find your level of forgiveness that you can work with this time to release that burden, okay? And when you can do that, you're going to see things sort of really open up for you, and you're going to feel that much lighter because this burden is no longer taking up that space. So really getting that really strongly that for you all, you may see that come in very quickly at the beginning of the month. It's kind of like we enter the month and bam, here's going to be whatever that is that you continue to carry that is so far expired that it's time to get rid of it, right? It's not serving anyone to carry it any further. So I'm getting that really, really strongly at the beginning of the month that could be coming in really strongly for you. Pay attention to what comes up for you. Pay attention to what those triggers are, to what, you know, sits heavy on your heart. Let's put it that way. Because whatever that is, if it's heavy, it needs to be addressed. It needs to be looked at. It needs to be worked through, right? Because you don't need to carry that heaviness with you. And so then we move into the second week, and I am kind of getting this energy around like some kind of conflict with money, some kind of conflict with around financial resources and stability. This could be something like maybe you're afraid to take a next step on a journey because you're afraid of losing your security, your stability, whatever the case may be. And so you're really fighting taking this next step or moving in a different direction because of that fear of, again, maybe it's something where it's like you've built some kind of stability or security for yourself and you feel really comfortable in that security, but you don't feel fulfilled or whatever the case may be. I just get this feeling of like, again, kind of like fighting the energy, like fighting, like you have an opportunity to do something different that feels much more aligned for you, but you're fighting that opportunity because even though it feels good soul-wise and psychically, it scares you because you're taking a risk with like your financial security maybe, or like your home life, your security in that sense. Maybe it's like you're staying in a relationship that feels really, really secure and safe, but it's not the right relationship for you. Like, you know that it's not fulfilling. It's not, you know, it's more toxic than healthy, whatever the case may be. But I just kind of see like you fighting the new opportunity because of fear of losing something that felt manageable, right? Like the known. So where Firefly is asking you to step into the unknown, right? The second week, you're kind of faced with whatever the situation is that's trying to keep you stuck in the known. And it does feel like it's around security, safety, whether that's false security or false safety, whatever the case may be, it's the known. And so where Firefly is asking you to step beyond that and telling you that the path will be illuminated as it needs to be, this energy just confronts you around the second week of sort of those two polarizations, right? Like staying in something known because it's known, or branching out and exploring the unknown and all that comes with that, right? And so I just feel like you're kind of going to be a little bit of feeling those polarizing forces the second week, and you just need to make your own decision on what it is that you will put your energy towards. Will it be towards this new path and follow Firefly and the divine illumination? Or will it be staying in a situation that is sort of getting to the point where it's repetitive? There's nothing more to learn here. There's nothing more to experience really here. It's known, it's mundane. Yeah, it might be safe, but safe is not necessarily always a good thing, if that makes sense, right? Like, you know, physical safety, all that emotional safety, you know, you know what I'm trying to say. It's like staying in the known in your comfort zone is not always a good thing. And you'll know if it's not a good thing because it'll feel heavy. It'll feel restrictive. Don't let somebody else tell you what's good for you or not good for you, but you'll know because you'll feel it. And so I just feel like around the second week, you're going to be faced with those two polarizing energies, and you can kind of find your equilibrium there. Figure out what works for you, figure out how to work with the energy and go from there. Third week is really beautiful energy, some kind of communication, confirmation coming in for you that actually brings a lot of sort of acknowledgement, accolades, people showing up out of nowhere to assist you, to work with you. This is like getting kind of like community recognition or recognition from family or from a job or something like that, where it's like you make some kind of a decision and that decision feels so good and has such sort of like, you can see the ripple effect of that decision and other people see that as well and recognize and acknowledge it and see that you're the one that sort of made it happen, if that makes sense. So this can be around work, this can be around relationships, whatever. But it's really like this, you standing in your power, making a decision and either getting that validation from the external, which you don't need, but it's sometimes nice to get it, right? To know that you're on the right, you know, to just reconfirm that you're on the right path. But I feel like you get some kind of confirmation or make some kind of decision around that third week that brings that validation in from yourself, from the external, whatever. It's just recognition that, yeah, I'm on the right path and I'm going to follow my inner truth, follow the inspirations that come in and follow the path that feels, even if it feels a little scary, the path that feels the most aligned for me in this moment, okay? So a really powerful energy coming in that third week. I just see you making some decisions and feeling good about those decisions. Like it might be a little scary at first to commit to whatever this is or say yes to whatever this is, but it's almost like when you do that and you do it firmly and you sort of say like, okay, I'm all in now. It's like you're going to see the benefits of that pretty quickly, I feel like. You're going to see things unfold pretty rapidly to show you. It's kind of like you saying yes to whatever this is and the universe cheering, right? Like you start to see the people around you, you know, the experience start to mimic that you standing in your power and following your truth. So that's really powerful, beautiful energy for around that third week. Fourth week, again, we just see you sort of looking to the future to sitting at your throne, full of ideas, full of sort of that knowing of what it is that you want to nurture, what you want to grow, what you want to build upon, whether that's relationships, purpose, whatever. But it's kind of like you recognize around that fourth week through some kind of experience, some kind of aha moment, that the power is within you, that the magic is within you, and it's always been in there, right? You just have to sort of trust it and follow the illumination, follow the path forward in whichever direction it is that you choose to take. But I definitely see this energy as kind of like you saying yes to whatever this opportunity is that Firefly brings with him. And feeling really good about that, almost kind of like there's some kind of creative project, some kind of relationship, something, some kind of communication, maybe some kind of line of communication opens up for you that really just allows things to expand in just a way you never anticipated. But again, it goes back to you saying yes to yourself, to the idea that comes in, to the inspiration. And I sort of see you doing that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the energy is very sort of fertile to be able to step into this power, to be able to say yes to those dreams, to those ambitions, to those visions, and really do what it is that, whatever it is that's calling to you. And it's kind of like you have the strength of, you know, a million lions behind you, just encouraging you to step into whatever this is, to follow your heart, to follow that guidance, and you will be rewarded for that. Even if you don't know what the outcome will be, even if you don't have all the answers, and even if you don't, you know, even if things unfold differently than how you anticipate, that's okay. It's a good thing to be able to negotiate, to be able to compromise where compromise is needed. But the thing that's important is to hold true to the vision, to your truth, right? And not compromise on that. So beautiful energy this month for you all. I'm really getting this sense of like there's some kind of burden you need to release. There's something that's really heavy holding you back. And, you know, that could be fear around, again, like losing what's known as you step into the unknown. But I kind of see you doing that. I see you having that trust within yourself, having your that trust within the divine, and following the guidance as it comes in for you, as it speaks to your own personal truth. So beautiful, powerful energy this month for you all twos. I hope it's a beautiful October for you. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.